You're listening to the audio production of Storming the Black Ice, part of the Pacific Rim series by Don Brown, published by Zondervan, and read by Simon Bubb. Prologue. Belgrano 2 Base Camp, Argentine Outpost, Antarctica. 8:18 p.m. local time, early 21st century, in the reign of King Charles III of England.
Belgrano Base, this is FAAC 130. We are on final approach for cargo drop. Estimated time, 10 minutes. Stand by.
The announcement from the aircraft, transmitted over the base camp's loudspeakers, sent the handful of scientists and army officers scrambling off their fold-out canvas chairs and makeshift cots. Yanking thermal gloves from drawers, they grabbed heavy jackets from lockers and tossed snow boots and flashlights to each other. The weapons officer rushed to the arms locker and began passing automatic rifles to the men. Lieutenant Fernando Sosa zipped his thermal jacket and swung open the door of the geodesic dome. Frigid Antarctic air blasted through the cozy warmth inside the research station as Sosa stepped outside ahead of the others. The snow had started when he arrived at base camp 1 week ago, and it kept snowing until an hour ago. Out in the cold of the night, Sosa took 5 steps and stopped. He gazed up at the sky. How could he not? At the bottom of the world, the magnificent sight that spread across the heavens could stop any man in his tracks. Greenish bands glowed against the starry sky, arcing in a broad swathe across the heavens. Behind the celestial green...